بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the one who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we went through the belief of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah regarding the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this lesson, we come to the saying, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَ عَلَىٰ عَرْشِهِ بَائِنٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ كَمَا وَصَفَ نَفْسَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وَعَلَىٰ لِسَانِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِلَا كَيْفِ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah is above His arsh, separate from His creation. Just as He has described Himself in His book, and upon the tongue of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, without kayf, without describing how. And he encompasses all things with knowledge, and there is nothing similar to him whatsoever, and he is the one who hears all and he sees all. So this is the next point when it comes to the belief of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, and it relates to the attribute of Allah being above. And the attribute of Allah being above is called Al-Fawqiyyah, because in Arabic the word Fawqa, it means above. So this attribute, it is called Al-Fawqiyyah, Allah being above, or Al-Ulu. And the meaning of Al-Ulu is that which is elevated and high. And he said, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَ عَلَىٰ عَرْشِهِ, that he, Allah عَزَّ وَجَلَ, he is عَلَىٰ, upon his عَرْش. And this term عَرْش, we hear often, what is the meaning of Al-Arsh? Al-Arsh, translated into English, it's been translated as throne. And this is similar to the Arabic meaning. So in the Arabic linguistic meaning, that which the kings sit on, those thrones or those big chairs, they are called arsh, and the plural of it is urush. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He affirmed for Himself that He is above the arsh. And again, it is the ulama say as-sarir al-azim, like a great throne. And this great throne, this arsh, there are certain descriptions regarding it in the Quran and the Sunnah. The first of these descriptions is that it has legs or supports. We find this in the Quran and the Sunnah. Secondly, that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the angels will carry the arsh of Allah. We find this in the Quran. And also, that the arsh, it has a throne. And also that the arsh, it has a shade. The arsh, it has a shade. And we also find this in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So firstly, we said that it will be carried by angels on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this is from the saying of Allah, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ, in the Quran. That on that day, at Yawm al-Qiyamah, eight of them, meaning eight angels, they will be carrying arsha rabbika, the arsh of your Lord. So it has been affirmed in the Quran that the arsh has carriers, and on Yawm al-Qiyamah they will be eight. Secondly, that it has legs or support, a qawaim. And this is taken from the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he described how things will occur on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after hearing the trumpet, then he will, like everybody else, fall into unconsciousness. And then he said that when he wakes up, فَإِذَا أَنَا بِمُوسَى آخِذٌ بِقَائِمَةٍ مِّن قَوَائِمِ الْعَرْشِ. That when I wake up, I will see that Musa alayhi salam has already woken up before me and he is holding قائمة, a sport or a leg from the throne. A leg from the legs of the throne. And this is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. Also, the fact that the throne, the arsh of Allah, it has a shade. And this is from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Sahih Bukhari, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ تَحْتَ ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. That seven groups of people, Allah will shade under His shade on the day in which there is no other shade except His shade. The meaning of His shade, as is in some of the other narrations of this hadith, is ظِلُّ عَرْشِهِ, the shade of His throne. So when we say, when Allah said under His shade, this is explained by the other narrations to mean the shade of the throne of Allah. Also, from the descriptions of the arsh is that it is above all creation. So there is no created matter from Jannah or water or anything which is above the arsh. In fact, it has been described as being Sathu Sama, like the roof or the ceiling of the highest heaven, meaning it is the highest thing and above it is no other created being. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is above the arsh. And this is in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Bukhari, in which he said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ فَاسْأَلُوا الْفِرْدَوْسِ. That if you ask Allah, then ask Him for Al-Firdaus. Meaning when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah, they don't just say, oh Allah, I ask you Jannah, but ask Him the highest part of Al-Jannah. Say, oh Allah, I ask you for Al-Firdaus. What is Al-Firdaus? فَإِنَّهُ أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَأَوْسَطَ الْجَنَّةِ. It is the highest level of Al-Jannah. And then the Prophet said, وَفَوْقَهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ. And above it is the Arsh of the Most Merciful. And there is the arsh and then there is the kursi. And these are two different creations. Allah said in Ayatul Kursi, وَسِيَ كُرْسِيُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That His kursi is greater than السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And the kursi, it is not the arsh. So to translate the kursi as being the throne, it is incorrect. And that which has been narrated, particularly from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, in some of the books of the Sunan, he said that the kursi is mawdi' al-qadamain. That the kursi is the place of the two feet. This is what Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said in a narration which is mawquf to him. And this arsh, it is a real arsh. So Ahl Sunnah, they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has a arsh and He is above it. And this arsh, it is real. And the arsh cannot be metaphorically interpreted to be something else. So we don't say that the meaning of arsh is the authority of Allah, or the power of Allah, or the kingdom of Allah, like in some of the books of tafsir, some of the people of innovation mentioned. When it came to the Most Merciful is above His arsh, they said, meaning He has complete authority. So they deny that it was a real arsh. And we say the same with the arsh of Allah, like we say with every other attribute of Allah. That we affirm that Allah has a real arsh, like He affirmed for Himself. And we do not metaphorically interpret it one way or the other. However, we do not compare His arsh to the arsh of the kings upon this dunya. Like we say with the hearing of Allah, and the sight of Allah, and the knowledge of Allah. We say, we affirm the sight of Allah, we affirm the knowledge of Allah, we affirm the hearing of Allah according to His majesty, that which befits His majesty. But there is no comparison between the sight of Allah and the sight of creation, and the hearing of Allah and the hearing of the creation, and the knowledge of Allah and the knowledge of creation, and so on and so forth. So we believe أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ عَرْشِهِ, that Allah is above His arsh. بَائِنٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ. The meaning of the word ba'in is separate. In the Arabic language, ba'in, it means ba'uda wanfasala wanqata'a. That something is separate from something else. And this belief, he said, كَمَا وَصَفَ نَفْسَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وَعَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِهِ, that this belief of Allah being above His arsh and being separate, meaning in His that, in His essence, He's separate from creation. This Allah has described Himself in His book, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also described Him. Meaning, there are ayat and ahadith which prove all of this. Bila kayf, without a description. Meaning, Allah told us He's above the throne. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us Allah is above the arsh. How? We do not know, because this was not revealed to us. So we affirm that which was revealed to us, and that which is not mentioned in Revelation, then we do not speak about it. And as mentioned, there are many evidences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is above His throne, and also He is ba'inun an khalqihi, He is separate from the rest of creation. And there are different types of evidences in the Quran which prove all this. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, he mentions that there are 3,000 evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah which can be used to deduce that Allah is above the throne. The first of these types of evidences is when Allah clearly mentions that He rose above the throne. In 7 ayat in the Quran, He mentioned, for example, Surah Al-A'raf. He said, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Verily, your Lord is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Then He rose above the throne. So the meaning of al-istawa is عَلَى وَارْتَفَعَ وَصَعَدَ. And these meanings have been narrated by various imams from the Salaf. And all of them have the same meaning. Irtafa'a means to go above. Ala means to become elevated. Sa'uda means to ascend. So all of them have the same meaning. The meaning of istawa ala al-arsh means that Allah rose above, went above, elevated above, ascended above the throne. And then the second ayah in Surah Yunus, Allah said, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Verily, your Lord, Allah is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then He istawa عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, He ascended above the arsh. Third ayah in Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah said, اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَفَعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. That Allah is the one who raised the heavens with a pillar which you cannot see, and then He rose above the throne. The fourth ayah is in Surah Taha. Allah says, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arsh istawa, the Most Merciful, He rose above the throne. The fifth ayah, Surah Al-Furqan, Allah said, Alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardha wa ma baynahuma fi sittati ayyamin thumma istawa ala al-arsh. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth and that which is between them in 6 days, and then He ascended or rose above the throne. The sixth ayah in Surah Sajada, with the same meaning, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And then the seventh ayah in Surah Al-Hadid, He said, with a similar meaning, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. So these evidences, 7 distinct ayat in the Quran, in which Allah clearly and emphatically mentions that He rose above the throne. And then we have a different type of evidence in which Allah does not mention the throne, the arsh, but He mentions al-ulu, i.e. the attribute of Allah being elevated. Like you say, Allah tabaraku wa ta'ala, Allah the blessed and the most high, the most elevated. And Allah is elevated in His that, in His essence, and He is elevated in all of His attributes and all of His laws and all of His actions. Allah is elevated. So Allah said in the Quran, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Glory be to the Lord of your Lord, the name of your Lord, who is Al-A'la, the most elevated. And the elevated is the one who is high. He said, وَهُوَ الْعَلِي الْعَظِيم. That He is Al-Ali, the most elevated. He is Al-Azim, the greatest. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, هُوَ الظَّاهِرُ لَيْسَ فَوْقَهُ شَيْءٍ. That Allah is Al-Zahir, the most apparent, laysa fawqahu shay, and there is nothing which is above him. So all of these evidences, they also show us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is above the throne. Another type of evidence, Allah mentions al-uruj. And the meaning of al-uruj is going from low to high. This is the meaning of al-uruj. So he said, for example, ta'ruju al-malaikatu wal-ruhu ilayh, that the angels go up to him. And al-ruh, Jibreel alayhi salam, goes up to him. So these type of evidences, what do they show us? That Allah is above creation. Also from the types of evidences is when Allah mentions as-su'ud. And as-su'ud has a similar meaning to something ascending and going up. Allah said in the Quran, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. To him goes up the good word and the righteous deeds he raises. So going up and raising, all of it shows us that Allah is above. Also Allah mentioned الرَّفْعُ, and the meaning of رَفَعَ is to elevate and raise. This is another type of evidence. So when he spoke about the fact that Isa alayhi salam was not crucified, he said, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ, rather Allah raised him to him. Raising meaning from below to above. Another evidence that Allah in his that, in reality he is above. And Allah said, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا, we raised him to an elevated place, meaning that which is high. From the evidences is when Allah describes himself as being fissama. And in the Arabic language, the word fi, although it is often translated as being in, it can also mean above. So fi, the meaning of fi is interchangeable. Sometimes it means in, and sometimes it means above. Like the saying of Allah, when he mentioned what Fir'aun said to the people, لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخَلِ, that I will crucify you fi, in the trunks of the palm, meaning on. Because nobody's crucified in the tree, rather you are crucified on the trunk of a tree. Also Allah said in the Quran, فَسِيحُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, go travel فِي الْأَرْضِ, in the earth, meaning upon the earth, عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, and not in the earth. Allah said, وَالْفُلْكَ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ, and the ship which sails فِي الْبَحْرِ, in the ocean, meaning above the ocean, because a ship doesn't sail in the ocean, under the ocean, rather it sails above the ocean. So we find many ayats like this in which the word fi, in Arabic, it actually means above. And there are ayat in the Quran, Allah said, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, do you feel safe from the one who is فِي السَّمَاءِ, in the heavens, meaning above the heavens. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the jariya, the slave girl, Ain Allah, where is Allah? She said, fissama, in the heavens, meaning above the heavens. And she pointed upwards, and the hadith is in Sahih Muslim. And then there are also other types of evidences which Allah mentions descending. And when something descends, then it descends from a higher place to a lower place. So like the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, يَنزِلُ رَبُّنَا, that our Lord, he descends when the last third of the night remains to the lowest heaven. If he descends, يَنزِلُ نُزُول, then he is somewhere above and then he descends down. Allah said, and also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned, for example, the story of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, and how he went up to the heavens. Al-Mi'raj means to go up, to ascend. And there he saw Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur. And Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur is that place above the heavens in which the angels come and rise and they go prostrate in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point is that all of these evidences and different types of evidences, all of them show us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his that, in reality he is above all of creation. And he is ba'inun min khalqihi, he is separate from the rest of creation, meaning he is not mixed in with creation. Ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma, but his knowledge is everywhere. And his knowledge, it is comprehensive. His knowledge encompasses everything. ليس كمثله شيء, and there is nothing which is equal and comparable to him. وهو السميع البصير, and he is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. We said that the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is فوق, he is above, and at the same time he is مع, he is with. So we believe in the فوقية of Allah, that Allah is above, the علو of Allah. We also believe in the ma'iyya of Allah, that Allah is ma'a, which means with. And there's no contradiction between Allah being above and Allah being with. Fawqa means above, ala, and ma'a means with. And how do we reconcile between these two terms? We say Allah is above with his that, and he is with when it comes to his knowledge. So the meaning of fawqiyya is the that of Allah, and the meaning of ma'iyya, Allah being with creation, because we find ayat in the Quran which Allah mentions that he's with creation, meaning with his knowledge and his hearing and his seeing and his victory and his aid, he is with creation. And the people of innovation, the various groups amongst them, the Jahmiyya and the Mu'tazila and the Asha'ira, and we mentioned them previously, all of them, they negated that Allah is above the heavens and above his throne. So either they interpreted the arsh to mean something else, or they negated totally that Allah is above creation. And the Jahmiyya, we mentioned previously, followers of Jahm ibn Safwan, and they negated the names and the attributes of Allah. They said Allah has no names or attributes, and they have different levels amongst them. And the Mu'tazila, and they are followers of Wasil ibn Atan, Amr ibn Zayd, they said that we affirm the names of Allah, but we don't affirm his attributes. We say that Allah is as-sami' bila sam'. Allah is the all-hearing without any hearing, without the attribute of hearing, just a name. It's just a name. Allah is al-basir bila basar. Allah is the all-seeing, al-basir, but without any seeing. We don't affirm for him al-basar. He is al-alim bila ilm. His name is the all-knowing, but without knowledge. We don't affirm knowledge for him. And this was the Mu'tazila. And as for the Asha'ira, and there are many of them today, then they affirm seven attributes of Allah, and they negate or interpret all of the others. So they affirm that Allah is, he has Al-Hayat, he has life, he has Al-Kalam, he has speech, but it isn't real speech according to them. He has Al-Basar, he has sight, he has Al-Sam', hearing, Al-Irada, he has a will, Al-Ilm, he has knowledge, he has Al-Qudra, an ability, and then they negated everything else. With regards to this attribute of Allah being above and Allah being with, then the Jahmiyyah who negated this, there's two levels of them, or two types. The first of them, they said that Allah is not above creation, rather he is everywhere. Meaning, it's not correct to say physically, but within the that of Allah, the essence of Allah, he is everywhere. So he's here, and they say, na'udhu billah, in the kitchen, and outside, and above, and low, and in the car, and everywhere, in the jungle, in the tree, on the leaf, everywhere, Allah is everywhere. And this, of course, and this is why I mentioned, that a person might say, why do we talk about the Jahmiyyah when this doesn't exist anymore? But all of you know that this belief is now present. Many of the Muslims from this town, from our own culture, they have the belief of the Jahmiyyah, that Allah is everywhere mixed in with the rest of creation. Why did they say this? They took certain ayat of the Quran and they left other ayat of the Quran. So for example, they said Allah says in the Quran, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah said in Surah Al-Hadid, and He is with you wherever you are. So if you are in the masjid, he is with you. If you are in a jungle, he is with you. If you are in the bathroom, na'udhu billah, he is with you. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَنْ كُنْتُمْ. Wherever you are, he is with you. The word ma'a is used, ayy ma'iyya. Also, for example, the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Mujadil, Allah said, هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كَانُوا. Allah is, he is with them wherever they may be. So they said, therefore, these ayats show us, Allah is with us in his that, and he is not above a creation, rather he is mixed in with creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he guided Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah to affirming those texts which show that Allah is with, and those texts which show that Allah is above. These people, the Jahmiyyah, they affirm that Allah is with. As for those texts which they say Allah is above, then they have to negate them, or they have to falsely interpret them. Whereas Ahlul Sunnah, we accept both of them, that Allah is above and Allah is with. As we mentioned, Allah is above with His that. As for Allah being with ma'a, then in the Arabic language, this word ma'a, it doesn't necessitate something being physically mixed in with something else. In the Arabic language, when the word ma'a is used, it doesn't mean necessarily that something is mixed with something else. For example, the Arabs say, مَا زِلْنَا نُسِيرُ وَالْقَمَرُ مَعَنَا. They say that we are traveling and the moon is with us. It doesn't mean that the moon is physically mixed on with us upon this earth. It means that we can see it, it is following us, it is accompanying us, even though it is, thousands of light years away, or whatever it is. So it is totally separate and distinct from creation. Yet in the Arabic language, we still say, Al-Qamaru Ma'ana, that the moon is with us. Or we say, for example, An-Najmu Ma'ana, the star is with us. We were traveling and the star was with us, meaning we could see the star all the way. And it doesn't necessarily mean ma'a, doesn't mean physically mixed in. A person, for example, he says that my wife is with me. Zawjati ma'i, my wife is with me. And he might be in the east and she might be in the west. And what this means is that I'm still married to her. I am still her guardian. She's under my protection. Zawjati ma'i, she is with me. Even in the Arabic, in the English language. For example, in Arabic they say, Al-mata'u ma'ana. Did you bring your luggage? Yes, the luggage is with me. It doesn't mean that it's physically mixed in with you. It could be in the back of the trunk of the car. It could be, or the boot of the car. It could be, for example, in the cargo of the plane. And between you is distance. And yet you still say, the luggage is with me. So in the Arabic language, the word ma'a, it doesn't mean necessarily to be mixed in with something physically. It means al-musahab al-mutlaqa, something to be with something. Whether it's you can by sight or by ability or by support and so on and so forth. For example, even amongst us, we'll say, go ahead, I'm with you inshallah. Do it, I'll be with you as well. Meaning, I'm with you with my help. You can reach me, you can communicate to me. It doesn't mean I'm physically with you all the time. So therefore, the word ma'a, it doesn't always mean physically being mixed in with something else. Secondly, these ayat which they used, the Mu'tazila, if you look at the context of the ayah, in fact, if you look at the context of every single ayah in which Allah mentions with, that He is with creation, it always relates to knowledge or one of His attributes of Rububiyyah. So even in these ayat which they used, for example, this ayah in Surah Al-Mujadala, they said that Allah says, "Huwa ma'ahum ayna ma kanu." He is with them wherever they are. Look at how Allah begins this ayah and ends this ayah. He begins it by saying, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you not know that Allah knows everything which is in the heavens and the earth? And then towards the end of the ayah, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah has complete knowledge of everything. And in the middle of this ayah, He mentioned that He is with them wherever they are. So clearly the context of the ayah shows us what? That Allah is with us with His knowledge. And like this, every other ayah which they use. So therefore, what is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah? That Allah in His that, He is above. We affirm that He is above Al-Fawqiyya. And when it comes to the Ma'iyya of Allah, we affirm it. And the apparent meaning of it is that He isn't mixed with people, but according to the context of the ayat, He is with people in His knowledge. And therefore, there's no reason for us to accept one set of ayat and to negate other set of ayat. Then there is the second group from amongst the Jahmi and the Mu'tazila. And they said that we don't say Allah is above and neither do we say Allah is below. And they went on. They said we don't say Allah is above or below. We don't say Allah is in or out. We don't say Allah has knowledge or doesn't have knowledge. So they wouldn't affirm for Allah anything and they wouldn't negate from Allah anything. And this level, the ulama called it kufr. Because in reality, the best description for nothing, if I said to you, describe for me nothing, you'd say nothing is something which is not in or out, not above or below, not here or there, not in the past or the future. It is nothing. So when they said that we believe regarding Allah that He is not above and neither is He below, and neither is He near nor is He far, we do not affirm that He is fawq and neither is He ma'a, then in reality what they're describing? They're describing nothingness. They're describing that which is ma'doom, that which does not exist. So this is the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah with regards to Allah being above and also Allah being with. We say, أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ أَرْشِهِ بَائِنٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ. Allah is above His arsh, and the arsh is real, and Allah is above it in His essence. بَائِنٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ, and He is separate. In reality, in His essence, He is separate from creation. But at the same time, أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْنِ عِلْمًا, His knowledge encompasses everything, and there is nothing similar to Him. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّنَا وَسَلَّمُ.